Welcome to Digital Marketing for Contractors, a podcast for home improvement contractors to help you crush your lead goals and take your business to the next level. Join us each episode as we give you powerful insights and practical tips on the best digital marketing strategies to help you grow your home improvement business. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Digital Marketing for Contractors podcast. This is a podcast all about helping home improvement contractors to crush your lead goals and take your business to the next level. Digital Marketing for Contractors is hosted by Fat Cat Strategies. We are a digital marketing agency based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. My name's Don, and I'm one of the account managers here at Fat Cat. And today on the podcast, I am joined by a first-time podcaster.
Whoop, whoop.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I have been jealously waiting to be asked to be on this podcast. I'm Caitlin Noble. I have been at Fat Cat for 6 years now. I'm an account manager, partner, and all things, you know, just happy to be a part of this incredible team and this podcast. So thanks for having me.
Awesome. Glad to have you here and to be doing this with you, because I think our topic today is, I know, one that you are an absolute expert at, and it's going to be great for you to chime in on.
Well, so thanks, Don.
Absolutely. We are today, when this podcast episode is going to get released, it should be right around the time of the upcoming kind of summer holiday season. So yep. We're going to be looking at some things like Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Dog days of summer.
Yeah, graduation, 4th of July, like all kinds of things coming up. Memorial Day, you know, lots of things kind of on the books there. And in light of that, we know that within the home improvement industry, those can be really important times for contractors to look at running offers and doing things that are kind of built around those holidays. So that's what we want to actually kind of talk about today, is promotional offers and how to do them well built around the holiday seasons. So before we jump into that episode, I want to let you guys know, our listeners, that we actually have a resource to help you out with thinking about how to do promotional offers. So if you go to fatcatstrategies.com/offers, you can download our lead magnet right there that will help you be able to get some tips and strategies on how to do promotional offers well. But we're going to cover a lot of those things in our episode today. So just keep that in mind, and we'll talk through some more of the details right now. So, all right, Caitlin, let's just kind of get started here and ask, like, why does this even matter? Like, why are offers a thing? Why do contractors need to think about doing this? Yeah. Why do they do it in the first place? Like, what's the problem here that offers are really kind of about?
So why do y'all need to have a seasonal offer, consider an offer? It's really important as an opportunity to not only generate more leads, but also connect with the community, have something fun to rally around, your call center, your sales team. I mean, this is something that, you know, we should be aware of. Memorial Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever it may be, it's a message that everybody can usually relate to, and they would sometimes like to see incentive associated with it to choose to work with your company. So that's why we always encourage offers.
Yeah, I love what you said there. I think it's so important that contractors really just kind of think about, you know, it's the nature of the contracting business that you need leads all the time.
All the time.
Nonstop. And offers are just kind of a way of, like, keeping that hamster wheel turning, you know, of just making sure that you've got something new on a regular basis that catches people's attention, you know, gets them interested. And kind of like you said too, and I think sometimes this is overlooked, like, keeps your team interested and engaged, you know, that as you're just kind of grinding through month to month, kind of doing the same thing over and over again, you know, your team can kind of feel like when that first day of the month rolls around, it's like, okay, we got to start all over. We got to do it again. Like, last month was great, but now we're starting from scratch, you know, all again. And so an offer can sometimes kind of help, like, hey, we got new momentum sort of rallied around this new thing this month, even though, yeah, we kind of are starting from scratch. Like, we got a new way of doing it. So it still can kind of put some energy back into that conversation for your team.
Yeah. Energy is a great word to use. I know, you know, one of our first bath clients was somebody who initially taught me the importance of an offer, because not only was it something that they were running on TV, but it needed to reflect on their website as well. And that's where we came into play. And so just making sure we had solid communication back and forth about what was going to be on TV, what the sales reps knew, what the call center knew, and then what was on the website, it all had to be the same. And that's another, you know, thing to think about as you are considering offers.
Yeah, that's really good. Another thing too that I've seen just as an account manager, like working with contractors, is, you know, part of keeping up on those offers is just paying attention to what your competitors are doing.
Absolutely.
You know, one reason to run an offer is because it helps you stay out in front of what your competitors might be offering as well. You know, if you're offering 50% off on labor,
right,
and your competitor's offering 75% off on labor, you know, all things otherwise equal, like, who do you think the customer's going to choose? You know, like, it's kind of a no-brainer in that sense. And so it's worth kind of paying attention to what your competitors are doing and just seeing, do we need to offer something that is going to directly compete with that? You know, maybe push ourselves ahead of that to try to get out in front with them. You know, all those things are kind of factors to consider because, again, we're back to the same old problem of we need leads. You know, we need Absolutely. To be able to get more leads. And this is just kind of another way of being able to stay on the map with that.
I know we've even used messaging, you know, such as we'll beat your competitor's offer.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's no season tied to it or anything like that, but ask us, we will match or beat your competitor's offer. That's great messaging.
Yeah. Okay. So perfect. I'm glad you said that. I think that will help us kind of move to the next, because I'd love to just talk about, I mean, I think the biggest struggle that I see with contractors when it comes to offers is just like, you know, the question I get is, well, what should we be offering? You know, like what I think most contractors that I talk to, you know, are not opposed to doing an offer. You know, they're kind of willing to play that game, but just aren't ever quite sure, like, what should we be doing and what's working?
Right.
Yeah. Like, how do we know what we should do? So, can you give us some tips on that? Like, what are some things that you see working? What are some things that you've done in the past? Like, what types of offers tend to be the ones that do the best?
Yeah, no, it's definitely changed over the years, which, you know, we as consumers and have changed our buying patterns.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, we all have monthly subscriptions probably to Netflix or something along those, or, you know, Spotify music, and we're used to paying monthly. That has been a more common and recent offer that's rolled out, is the option of monthly payments. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
We're just used to hearing about it. So monthly payments is something, you know, which of course is usually tied in with financing. So that goes over pretty well, especially on the bath side of things. Some of our exterior contractors, we've tested out pricing out what a siding replacement monthly would look like. And, you know, it gives or takes. I wouldn't recommend monthly payments as much on the exterior projects as I would maybe a dollar amount off. That, I know, Don, we talk about this all the time with our contractors, our clients. What do we offer? And we compare to previous years and, you know, data and what generated the most leads and when. And sometimes it's not even seasonality. It's saying, hey, we're going to take $1,000 off this project versus some convoluted 50% off labor, like you mentioned. What does that even mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that can be confusing for a consumer because they don't necessarily know, like, well, 50% off sounds really nice, but, you know, the consumer doesn't know going into the purchase, like, okay, well, what portion of my final bill is actually going to be labor? Like, if you're telling me it's 50% off labor, am I actually going to save anything? I think that's the question that, you know, a lot of consumers ask. Right. So, yeah, I have, you know, encouraged contractors a lot towards, if you can offer a just kind of flat dollar off, especially a larger amount, like that can look really attractive. And I think that's, you know, that's some of the things that I've seen, is just like paying attention to where your offer is actually going to run. And so when you think about, like, where are the eyeballs going to land on this? You know, is it going to be like in a Google ad where, for the most part, like, a lot of the text kind of looks the same? You know, it's all just kind of static text, as opposed to maybe like an ad on Facebook or in a print magazine or a mailer that you can send out, like,
TV.
You know, TV, you know, all those kinds of things. You can control a little bit more of, like, how big the font is for your ad. Like, is it bolded? Is it underlined? You know, like, what can you do to be able to really highlight that offer? And if you have some control over that, then having that big number that you can show in those places, I think, becomes more attractive.
Absolutely. And you're probably sitting there thinking, what? I don't want to offer $1,000 off a project. Fine, totally fine. There is a thing as fine print, and it is real.
Yes.
I think that's something important to note. And we absolutely work with you know, you guys on this is what is a project minimum that you could offer $1,000 off on? So those are things to think about as we do build offers.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Sure. So we're saying some things we have seen is the, you know, just dollar amount off, which I think can be, you know, probably like one of the easiest and most successful to be able to use. But I would say, like, even though I know we kind of critiqued it a little bit already, I would say the most common one that I do see is some kind of percentage off. Yep. So, you know, 50% off of labor, yep. 10% off your total bill, yep. you know, something with a percent off. And so I do know that those are effective. They really can work.
Right.
I also would say that they tend to be the ones that most often get lost in the noise because they,
absolutely.
You know, have a lot of words to them. They're the most common, I think. So it's the easiest for, you know, I hear this from contractors a lot, like that people will call their business and say, aren't you guys offering 80% off on this? And they're like, well, no, that's not our offer. And what they realize is that it's actually one of their competitors' offers.
Exactly.
But the consumer doesn't know the difference necessarily. Nope. And so they just see an offer and they're calling whoever they can that's offering that service and thinking, well, yeah, I can get this off, you know, at some place. So I'll just keep asking about it. So I do think those, you know, can tend to get lost in the noise. But if you find one that works, you know, it's good to run with it. I have one client that did a 75% off install.
Great.
And ran that one for months.
Right.
Because it was really, really working well. And I think that's the thing with offers is just kind of figuring out, like, you just got to try a bunch of them and kind of see what lands, kind of what works, and not be afraid to test the waters a little bit.
I totally agree. And to your point, I mean, not to continue to beat this, but 75% off, that is a jarring number. That is something that gets your attention. And I'm going to be honest, like I'm probably transitioning into something that we were already going to talk about, but I have a bunch of clients. We have a bunch of clients that don't want to do an offer, period.
Yeah, this is great. Okay, so what if that's the case? What if a contractor's listening to this going like,
ugh, I'm never going to do that.
I hate the idea of an offer. It just feels gimmicky. Like I know, you know, if the contractor's thinking, I know on what I have to do on my end is I just have to jack up the price so I can offer this discount that's really just getting it back to the price that I was going to sell it for anyway. You know, like if that's you and that really bothers you, which might be the case, like, okay, well, what do you do then? Like, how do you make your ads that work when your competitors are making offers? Yeah. How do you compete with that?
No, totally. I mean, very common. I do not disagree. I'm going to bring this back home to what we were talking about at the beginning. Just rally around time sensitive seasons, holidays. You don't have to mention a single discount. If you've got a solid reputation, which I know most of you do, and you're really proud of your reviews, your word of mouth, your customer referrals, own that and talk about that and make it, let freedom ring. I mean, we did that for a bunch of clients a couple years ago around 4th of July, let freedom ring. And we gave away just something along the lines of maybe a Ring security camera with closed appointments. It doesn't have to be all about a discount on the service you're offering.
Yeah, that's right. Or even just, you know, featuring like the quality that you do in your work or the values that your company has.
Yes.
Like I remember one client of mine that did it was a bath client and they were doing an offer around Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really kind of like, you know, treating your mom to the spa that she deserves.
Love it.
And it was really just about like, you know, a new bath install in your bathroom area. But they were really featuring like the quality of their work and how it could match kind of spa like quality. And in that ad, it worked really, really well. And there was no discount. There was no like dollar amount off. You know, it was just, hey, we're going to highlight our quality and how your mom deserves this kind of quality. That was a great way to do it.
I mean, to that point, exactly. It'll be passed, so go ahead and put it on your calendar for next year. But April is like Safety Awareness Month in the bathroom. You don't have to do a single offer around that. Just educate and say, hey, we are aware that our product will bring, you know, you safety in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, things like that. Mother's Day, you mentioned. There's Window Safety Month. So just go ahead and work with, your marketing team and be aware of holidays, seasonal changes, anything that, again, I think your audience can relate to somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's talk just for a minute about, because I know this is one that I've seen a bunch, and you alluded to it just a little bit ago, which is the whole area of financing.
Yes.
That as we have gotten into the world of, like you said, making monthly payments, yep. and you know, a lot of our contractors offer products that are, let's be honest, they're big, expensive purchases.
Huge.
Yeah. And you know, the average person isn't necessarily going to be able to pay in cash for those things. No. So, you know, this whole idea of monthly payments and financing becomes a big part of helping consumers understand, hey, this is more affordable than you might initially realize. But there are some like pros and cons to financing as a part of offers. So just tell us a little bit about like that.
Sure. Financing is a, obviously, like Don said, a pretty much a given. You know, every single contractor we work with does offer some sort of financing. We may or may not mention it on Facebook. You can't mention it. Maybe this will change by the time this goes live.
Right.
I mean, you just can't. Facebook will flag your ads. It's just not a good practice.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to stop you right there because sure. I think this is probably one of the biggest cons sure. I've seen that I don't think most contractors are actually aware of at the moment is
right.
that so what you're saying is that on these like paid ads platforms, we're talking Facebook,
Google,
that you really can't mention financing no. in your ads at all.
I don't know why. That's yeah. one of my favorite questions because you know, you guys will be like, wait, what, why? That's the only thing I'm gonna offer. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, it doesn't can't. Really matter. You know, it's again, and we talk about this with our contractors a lot. When you're dealing in the world with paid ads,
right.
you're living in somebody else's, you know, sandbox. Like yeah. you have to play by their rules.
Ugh.
And they've decided, like, for whatever reasons, you know, like maybe financing like favors people with high credit scores mm. over other people. And so therefore, yeah. you know, they don't want that to be a thing that happens on their platform. So yeah. So they're saying, nope, you can't do that. So it is something to at least consider. Like you might be able to run a financing offer, you know, on your mailer
Absolutely.
Or in a print magazine or, you know, something
always on yeah, your website,
TV and radio. Yeah. On your website for sure. But mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to do it on Google and Facebook. And so, you know, like you said at the beginning, you want your offers to be consistent wherever people are finding them. And
yes.
that might affect what you think about in terms of how you want to do your offer. If
yeah.
you can't do financing in these one places, but you can over here, you know, does that matter to you? Do you want to change it? Okay.
Sure.
Anyway, I beat that one to death, but I do think that one's important for contractors
Definitely.
To just know is that you're yeah. not going to be able to do financing on Google and Facebook ads. So, okay. But
Been
what
there,
else?
Tried
but
it.
In the places that you can do it, like
yeah.
why is that helpful? What, like, what does it do for a consumer to help them think about making a purchase with you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, we talked about this a little bit already. The monthly payments are huge. I think we're all used to doing something, you know, we're used to doing something, you know, whether we're paying off our car, our mortgage, and it's a huge purchase. And to let your future clients know that you are willing to, you know, offer financing and make that an option for them, it's critical. I mean, again, wouldn't that be ideal if all of our customers were cash paying? You know, that would be awesome. But we just know that's not something that we're usually finding on the lead generation side of things. So,
yeah, that's right. Okay. I think we've covered pretty well, like what kinds of offers, you know, there are that we've seen work that are good examples. We've got some more examples of those kinds of things in the resource that I mentioned to you about offers that you can get at fatcatstrategies.com/offers. But before we kind of wrap up, I want to talk about one more thing, which is a question that I get from contractors a bunch, which is really kind of along the lines of like, when should I change my offer?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I've been running this one for several months, or we've had this one going for a whole year. Like maybe even like we've been telling people it's for a limited time only, but
forever.
Right. But we've been saying that every month for, you know, 18 months now. So like, when is it right for me to change my offer? And how do I even think about that, you know, part of the conversation?
Yeah, Don, that's a great question. And I've seen all sides of it. You know, you go to the, you know, my OG bath client, if you're listening, you know, y'all were awesome. I learned a lot from you. They changed their offer every single month, every month. It took a lot of work, a lot of communication, but it was awesome. I mean, whether it was Thanksgiving or Halloween or St. Patrick's Day, we had fun graphics, not only on the website, but also on the TV. even through our digital ads, all of the messaging correlated. That was a monthly offer. It is something we're so used to doing, and I love it. I would highly recommend monthly offers if you can pull it off.
Yeah. So they were using that offer in that sense as a way of trying to stay fresh, keeping interest around what's going on with them, you know, as a business, helping the people in their area just kind of know, like, we're going to be doing something different this month, you know, and there's always something going on that you're going to get a deal on, like that kind of thing, and, which is great.
And on the flip side of it, I mean, we had times, you guys may or may not have, you know about like the dog days of summer, make our slow time the best time. This was a commercial that would run every year. Mailers would go out every year. And so they would have, you know, homeowners in the area waiting for summer because they knew that summer was going to bring the lowest prices that they could get. So, I mean, it's education, it's timing, it's, you know, brand awareness, and all of it does come together, whether they're ready to buy an offer or use an offer or not. I think it's just making sure you've got the staff ready to handle it too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, but do you have to change your offer every month?
No, gosh, no. That is even better, right? The dream.
Yes.
So, no, we've definitely seen both sides of it. We see where you change the offer every month. It's amazing, so successful. We also see, you know, areas like we said, financing is obviously going to always run. It's going to always stay the same. You know, it's hard, you know, to advertise it. But it's something, you know, you can always consistently mention. So no, the answer to the question is no. You do not have to run or change an offer every month. Just have something that, you know, your audience can relate to and you're aware of. So,
I kind of my own just sort of like personal rules for like telling a contractor, you know, what to think about in terms of when to change their offer are pretty simple. The first one is just like, when it isn't working, you know,
oh my gosh.
Realistically, like the offer is meant
to, how do you know?
Yeah. Let's go back to the top of the conversation. Like, when it's not driving leads, you need a different offer.
Right.
You know, that's the goal here. And so if we're not bringing in more leads,
we'll give like about 2 weeks. We'll restart an offer, you know, for the next month that we just rolled over. I'll give it about 10 business days and I am calling you guys up and I'm saying, we've got to change this. We've got to generate leads for you guys. And
it's
this messaging is stale.
Yeah. So I think that's the biggest one. I think, you know, a second one would just be, which is most of what this episode has been about is around a holiday or a special occasion, you know, like something in the calendar would be causing your offer to change. Yeah. Or it can be like, you know, a big holiday, a big event. It can even just be like something that's relevant to your community. If there's some kind of community celebration that's going on and you want to make an offer around that particular thing, like do that. You know, if you're people in other areas aren't going to be making the same kind of offer, but it's a way for you to get the leg up. So
high school football season, homecoming.
Do what works for you. And then the third thing that I would say that you might want to think about in terms of changing it is, you might want to change your offer when your competitors change their offer.
Yes.
You know, it's just looking at, like, again, paying attention to what they're doing to make sure that they're not cutting you out of the game by the way that they've changed their offer.
And to that point, you know, I find myself, and start doing this if you're not already doing it. Ask your sales guys, you know, what are they hearing, you know, in these sales conversations? Are they coming back and saying, well, you know, Betty Sue told me that this company was going to offer $1,250 off and we can only offer $1,000. Get that feedback from them. You know, be aware. We can do the research on our end and check out what's going on the internet. But y'all are out there in the homes talking to your future customers.
Yeah.
Get that feedback.
Absolutely. Okay, I think we've covered it pretty well today. If you do want some more help on how to be able to generate offers that are really working for you and some tips and suggestions on offers that we have seen be successful, go to fatcatstrategies.com/offers and download our free resource for you right there to be able to get some more information on how to do these offers well. That's it for today for Digital Marketing for Contractors. Glad that you could join us. We look forward to talking to you next time. We'll see you.
Thanks, guys.
Digital Marketing for Contractors is created by Fat Cat Strategies. For more information, visit fatcatstrategies.com.